Recorded Books Inspirational presents an unabridged recording of Whispers of Winter by Tracy Peterson, narrated by Christina Moore. This book is copyrighted 2006 by Tracy Peterson. This recording is copyrighted 2007 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Recorded Books Inspirational, an imprint dedicated to stories of faith and the human spirit. The unforgiving descent of Alaskan winter has Jace Kincaid and Jacob Barringer struggling for survival after their ship is trapped in the ice floes of the Arctic. Back at Last Chance Creek, Leia and Helena endure the long separation. When unexpected loss invades their world and tragedy looms once again, will they find the strength to trust in God's faithfulness? And now, Whispers of Winter.
Chapter 1. May 1917. A unit is dead. Leia Barringer Kincaid looked into the face of Upik and saw there was no exaggeration in her statement. Dead? The word stuck in her throat. Ayuna's daughter-in-law nodded. She went to sleep last night and... Tears began to flow down the brown, weathered cheeks of the Inupiat woman. John stayed with her, but told me to come let you know. Leia shook her head. The news was unexpected. No doubt it had shocked John to have his mother suddenly taken from them. Ayuna was old, to be sure, but she'd been so full of life, so capable just the day before. An emptiness settled over Leia. It wasn't that she didn't know where Ayuna would spend eternity. The old woman had believed in Jesus since attending a missionary school as a youngster and had often been a great source of encouragement when Leia's own faith had seemed weak. But this loss, coupled with the burden and grief she carried for her missing husband and brother, had Leia feeling overwhelmed. Last year, her husband, Jace Kincaid, and brother, Jacob Barringer, had journeyed north on a ship called Regina. The captain bore the world a grudge for the death of his wife. Still, he had an interest in the Arctic, though perhaps he had hopes of losing himself there. At best, he seemed to presume the frozen north could make him forget his woes. Instead, his carelessness or forgetfulness had caused the ship to get caught in early winter ice floes, which took the ship hostage and locked them in tight. Whalers returning south for the season had shared of seeing the Regina trapped in ice and headed in a westerly current toward the Russian boundaries. But no one seemed to know exactly where the ship was now, or if its crew and passengers had survived. "I'll miss her so much," Leia said, forcing her thoughts back to Ayuna. "Just 2 days ago, we were making plans to sew sealskins for a new umiak." The small skin boats were a tremendous asset to the Inupiat people, who sought much of their sustenance from the Bering Sea. "We will sew the skins and remember her," Upik said, wiping her tears. "We will tell stories of her life and be happy for her." Leia hugged her friend close. Upik was probably 15 years her senior, but Leia loved her like a sister. "We will do just that. You let me know when to come, and we'll sew the skins for Ayuna." Just then, one of Leia's twins began to cry. Leia released her hold on Upik. "I'll come help with the body as soon as Helena returns to watch the children." Upik nodded. "I need to tell Emma and Bjorn." Leia knew the missionaries would be devastated to learn of Ayuna's passing. The old woman was greatly loved by the people of the village, and her loss would be sorely felt for years to come. Upik departed as Wills joined his sister, Mary, in crying for attention. "Poor babies," Leia said, walking to the homemade crib her children shared. Both were soaking wet and in need of a warm bath and fresh diapers. Leia already had hot water on the stove and, despite her children's miserable howls, went in pursuit of the copper bathtub and towels. She knew she was more fortunate than most in the area. The new house she and her husband had ordered from the States had arrived in peace.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?